I chose that song because it kind of goes along with what I'm going to be speaking on tonight. And I'm going to be speaking on the subject of singing from the heart. Well, what does singing from the heart mean? It means singing with the right mindset. In Colossians chapter 3, verse 16, it says, "Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord." The word or teaching of Christ dwells in us richly and fills our hearts with joy that we may sing, expressing that joy as we worship and honor our Lord from the heart. This is the purpose of the song service. Singing is one of the means of getting the word of Christ into the hearts of the hearers. Whatever goes up to God, the melody of the lips must come from the heart and must be filled with the Spirit, speaking one to another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody with your heart to the Lord. To be filled with the Spirit. To be filled with the Spirit and to have the word of Christ dwell in you richly are one and the same thing. To sing and make melody in your heart to the Lord and to sing with grace in your heart are one and the same thing in a means to bring the thoughts and feelings into harmony with the sentiment sung. The music of the song is the only means of impressing the sentiment more deeply on the hearts of both the singer and the hearer. The purpose is to praise God and to teach the word of Christ. And singing with the understanding. Singing with the understanding is to sing by the inspiration of the Spirit and in a language that can be understood to our profit. In 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 15, it says, "What is it then? I will pray with the Spirit, and I will pray with the understanding also. I will sing with the Spirit, and I will sing with the understanding also." And recognizing to whom we are singing praises will also better enable us to sing with our joy, sing with joy in our hearts. In Psalms chapter 47, verse 7, it says, "For God is the King of all the earth. Sing ye praises with understanding." And in Psalms chapter 62, verse 8, it says, "Trust in him at all times. Ye people, pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us." And lastly, some hindrances to singing. The lack of spirit. Every song has its own emotion, its own feeling to it. That's the spirit of the song. Some songs that lift us up, "He gave me a song." And the new song, they're more upbeat. They lift us up. They make us happy. And some are slower songs, as "Fairest Lord Jesus," "The Wondrous Cross," the ones that prepare our minds for certain things. And the lack of understanding and sentiment of the words of the song. I always think of 10,000 angels. Every verse of that song talks about what Christ went through for us. What he went through so we could have that eternal home with him when this life is over. And not understanding to whom our praises are being directed. We are singing to God, so we need to sing out. And not recognizing the proper tempo of the song. Each song is unique. Every song that we sing, as "He gave me a song," is more, it's faster, it's more upbeat, meant to lift us up. And some songs, as in "Fairest Lord Jesus," as I said before, and others that are meant to be slower, to prepare our minds for the Lord's Supper, and "Low in the Grave He Lay," as the beginning of it goes, how it's slower. It's meant to prepare our minds for certain things. And I know this lesson was a little bit shorter than most of my other songs, lessons. And so, and just to conclude, we're going to sing number 2, "Hallelujah, Praise Jehovah." And let's sing with the spirit and the understanding of that song.